In other news.
You know, the towers did not burn up. They turned into powder in midair.
That's scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. In a past show, we heard a range of voices discussing the efficacy of the Zapper. The Zapper is a personal bioelectric device worn against the skin to clean the body of parasites, fungus, and generally promote health. It's powered by a 9-volt battery, and many Zappers, for example, operate on the 15 hertz frequency. The simple Zapper is built around a 555 integrated circuit configured to produce 4.5 millionths of an amp at approximately 15 cycles per second. 4.5 millionths of an amp reaches through the skin by the process of simple capacitance and instantly distributes throughout all the body's fluids, producing a vital static field in which the pathogenic organisms soon die. The late Carol Croft, who helped design the Croft Zapper, said, quote, "What researchers have discovered is that a weak electric current eliminates viruses and other parasitic organisms. Once these parasites are eliminated, the body's healing power can be fully unleashed, restoring vibrant health within an amazingly short period of time," end quote. As many listeners may know, Don Croft passed in July of 2018 from injuries sustained during a paraglider crash, and not long after Carol had passed, leaving a vacuum in a beautiful community of the Organite Gifting Movement. Among the many achievements, Don Croft created two signature Zappers, the Terminator and the T-Rex. They were very effective with specific building instruction and design. Our guests continue to build them alongside with a Croft family member to make sure the exact specifications are followed, ultimately respecting and preserving the legacy and integrity of Don and Carol's work. Carmen and Harold join me. They run the site myhealinggarden.net, where you can find many types of Zappers, Organite, and EMF protection tools. I talk with them about Don and Carol's life, their own work at the Healing Garden, and the Life Etheric. Carmen and Harold, welcome to Another News.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Don Croft's site was called etherecwarriors.com. Among the many messages posted after Don had passed was from a South African Organite gifter who wrote, "There would be no Organite Cloudbusters. There would be no Holy Hand Grenade," which was a type of Organite, "no Tower Buster, no Power Wands, no Orgone Zappers, and surely no Organize Africa without him. And yet, Don always remained humble and almost in the background. You have changed our lives for good and those of so many others around the world. Go in peace, gentle giant." Carmen and Harold, please share with the listeners some background about yourselves and how you met Don and Carol Croft. What pulled you into that community?
So I met Don and Carol Croft through Harold. So he can tell you he started communicating with Don like in 2003 by emails. So he can tell you that, and then I'll take it from there.
Okay. I had my interest was in the Jocell. Those of you who may remember that, it was an organite or an orgone device that generated huge volumes of orgone energy, and it was piped into a motor, a regular internal combustion motor, and it would run on just orgone energy. This was all from a guy in Australia named Joe. He never would give any more than that for obvious reasons, at least obvious to us. And so I was interested in in the development of orgone energy. And I thought that was going to be how we're going to change the world, was just everybody would just start using these Joe cells to run their cars, and, you know, no hydrocarbons or whatever necessary to move forward. So I've been following that. And then everything kind of 2000 or so, we all got interested in other things or whatever. And then I came back, like, I was wondering, whatever happened to that? So I started digging on it, and I kept running across Don Croft and Orgonite. And these were two terms, you know, that I'd not heard of Don, and I hadn't heard of Orgonite. But it kept coming up every time I'd do a search or whatever. And so it was like, well, let's find out more about that, because it's obvious, it seems to be connected. So that's when I started communicating with him, and we seemed to hit it off real well. Jeff from Organize Africa called him a gentle giant, and he was about 6'3", weighed probably 180, 200 pounds or whatever. I'm 6'6", so, you know, he's a short guy to me. But he was very, very calm and very even-tempered. And he just took no offense at anybody's stuff. But boy, being a Taurus, once he made up his mind, it was one way. And he could see it. He could see the consequences of our thoughts and actions carrying forward. And so, you know, I admired that. I liked that. And we had a lot of good conversations over the years. We ended up moving, not next door to him, but in the next town over when we came up here to Idaho. And we got to know he and Carol. When we were in L.A., they visited twice, I think, to our home there. And then we drove out to the Blythe quartzite area and visited with them for a while. Anyway, so that's kind of how I got into to Don and Carol.
Yeah, and I got into it, the whole Orgonite. By the time I met Harold, Harold had already been gifting. He would buy Orgonite from either Don and Carol or Jeff in Africa or Andy at CT Busters, and then he'd go on gifting trips. So when I met Harold, that was already a thing in his world. And so I got to see, like, you know, what I call the hockey pucks, Tower Busters, Field Orgonite. They were all kind of like nasty, but, you know, he's like, these are for cell phone towers. They don't have to look cute. And I was sick, unhealthy. I had to be on a bunch of medicine just so I could, like, breathe. And if I didn't take it every 12 hours, and he's like, you know, you really need to zap. Have you ever detoxed? And I was like, what? I came from a very religious background. That was not a thing in Romania. And at least it wasn't during communism. I didn't hear about any, like, detox and parasites and whatever. So he's like, here, borrow my zapper. And then he bought another zapper. So then I had my own. And after trying the zapper, so I read the directions and it said, you know, you can use the zapper 24/7. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I did. I used the zapper 24/7 and made myself sicker than I have ever been in my whole entire life. So I called Carol up and I'm like, Carol, you know, what the F? And she's like, well, what happened? So I told her, it's like, I feel like I'm going to die. Like, I'm broken out like a little teenager, and here I am in my 30s. And, like, I have, like, the worst flu that I have ever heard of. And she's like, well, what did you do? And I'm like, well, I listened to your directions. I'm wearing it 24/7. And she's like, and when you got sick, you didn't stop? And I'm like, well, no, you said to do it. I thought that's part of the deal. And she's like, oh, my gosh. So she had me stop altogether, get better, just not use the zapper until I got better. And then she's like, no, start slowly and, you know, see how your body reacts. And that's how she found out I never detoxed, and that their directions don't really mention about that. So so now we add a little bit, a little note. Start slowly in case you're like Carmen and never detoxed before. So that's how we met them.
That's great. And the detox issue there, that I'm just guessing, the pathogens and fungus or whatever is dying is sort of building up in the body. It's difficult to push that much out of the body because you have a higher rate of kill, which is not meeting, you know, the release of all of those toxins that are now kind of dead.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jeff. All that necrotic tissue is in your bloodstream, is in your lymphatic system, throughout your body, and your body has to, like, break it down and get it out. And once you realize that most of the symptoms of what we call flu are really just parasite die-off or secretions of the parasites, it's like, then it's like, oh my gosh, let's be a little more intelligent about this and not go after it quite so fast and give the body a chance to keep up with us.
So, Harold, you got pulled in through the Joe cell. I'm familiar with some of that. Carmen, you got pulled in because of a detox. And these are just normal things that people want in their lives, of course, right? Can we have access to a zero-point energy device? And the answer is yes. From what I understand, Harold, I didn't know it was organite. I thought it was some kind of hydrogen, splitting a hydrogen molecule in there, and there was a cavitation in the Joe cell that was very specific in its geometry that created the separation of the molecule, and then you'd get that pop, ignition of whatever now is the new compound in there, and that would run your vehicle.
That's actually developed into the HHO technology that they use, and it boosts your mileage by 25% to 50% because you're introducing free hydrogen into your fuel mix. That's very productive because the burn rate of hydrogen is 5 times faster than gasoline, say. And so the combustion becomes more complete and you burn all of your fuel rather than, you know, blowing a lot out your tailpipe. That was going on. Yes, that was part of it. But the pipe that went from the Joe cell was just put onto a bolt on the engine, on the head or wherever. And it fed into the metal. So I doubt that was really much of a factor. I think it had a whole lot more to do with the orgone energy that was being generated by that thing, because that would just put out massive amounts of orgone, especially if you're using a pulsating DC to activate it.
Oh my God! So before we get into everything else here, I didn't expect to learn about this thing. Does this exist now? How can they learn more about it?
Yeah, I really haven't followed up on it in probably 10 years. I don't know what it's... I know there were some people selling kits for Joe cells, which I kind of expected to see happen. But I haven't really seen anybody... I haven't... Like I said, I haven't followed it, so I don't know.
Maybe something happened to them. You never know.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There was a documentary in Australia about the Joe cell and the interference that they experienced.
He was flying a car there at the end after continued exposure to this Joe cell. He was flying his car. His car was levitating. So
that's cool.
I thought it was the coolest thing that I'd ever heard of. I really wanted to find out.
So, well, I'll be digging into that a little bit later in future shows. So now you got me interested. There's a lot of interference surrounding that, especially now where everyone's wondering, it's like, okay, we're doing this fossil fuel thing for how long now? What's, you know? And if you could use your existing vehicle as a regular vehicle, but have a shift or at least a percentage shift in its fuel source, that's a big deal.
Oh, it's huge, yeah.
Moving on, I just want to establish a baseline for listeners of what is meant by etheric warrior. Warrior, what do you mean? There is a war? Well, it's about frequency. It's about the assault on the subtle electric field of the human body and also the environment we live in. It's also about learning the dynamics of positive orgone energy and deadly orgone radiation. Don and Carol were very clear about the core mission, and that mission opened up my eyes to an invisible dynamic of how orgone energy is the currency of covert government operatives. I say invisible because I'm not able to see it as some gifted psychics can. Carmen and Harold, please tell listeners about the etheric warrior community in this regard and some of the interference that you had experienced.
So, as I said, Harold, he was part of the etheric warrior community since like 2003. And basically, it started as a blog, from what I understand, where Don was telling about his like gifting trips. I think in a way he probably put the Adventures of Don and Carol Croft, like the book that he made and The Life Etheric with Carol Croft. Those I think he got from basically the post that he was just putting every day on the Etheric Warriors site. So he was just telling people there's things that we can't see, you know, that they really are out to kill us. Carol could definitely feel the energy from every new cell phone tower, from just the bombardment of stuff. And he's like, wow, I mean, it's more than just parasites that we have in our body. It's like parasites, external parasites that are all around us that are trying to make their home and kill us. This whole etheric warriors, it's all out in the ether. It's all out in the sky. It's all like energy frequencies. They can change, do something with cell phone towers, and all of a sudden your phone becomes an enemy instead of a friend.
They weaponize.
Yeah, it's they've made life very interesting with them. So there's not really much that the average human can do. So when Don found that orgonite, if made with crystals, not just with quartz metal crystals. Shavings, yeah, it has to be quartz crystals and metal shavings in resin. That's like the easiest recipe that you can make. And just fill it up as much as you can with metal shavings. Make sure you add, you know, a quartz crystal, but not a big one. Like you want to have more than 50%, minimum 50% metal shavings in whatever you're making. Especially in Tower Busters, just fill it all up, put a little quartz, and then put resin in it, and then it's ready to go. And you gift a few of those to your cell phone towers, and they will make a difference. Like the energy shifts. You might not see it on an EMF meter, but you'll feel the difference. That's how we fight this war. There's, you know, I don't like to be a warrior with a WA or a warrior with a WO either. But there's not much else we can do. We're fighting wars we can't see. They keep, you know, amping the game every year. And in 2020, the 5G stuff started. And so instead of however many cell phone towers we used to have, maybe one in the town, now you've got like 50. We had to amp up our game too.
Let me expand on that a little bit. I think you've observed there, Jeff, the word warrior invokes an image of a contest, of fighting something. And we know that's basically a 3D construct. It doesn't work very well because when you make an enemy, guess what? You have an enemy even after you kill them, since they're eternal. And they're coming back some other way. And when you make that kind of a game, you generate opposition, and eventually it'll probably do you in too, because that's what you've been doing to them. So the whole idea of fighting a contest is not what Etheric Warriors was about. It was how to bring the whole vibration of civilization to a higher vibration where this contest nature of humanity that we have right now was no longer manifest. Is like everything was going to work well, and it was going to work for the betterment just by raising the vibration. and removing the suppressive elements that are in your environment, whether it's inside you with your own parasites or whether it's outside with the organite that can transform the towers into light beacons, so to speak, which is how Carol kind of saw it, that when you gifted a tower with enough organite, instead of being a dark, oppressive cloud, and she was, I mean, Dawn, you, me, we don't perceive it this way. She could see a dark, ominous, heavy, thick cloud of DOR, the deadly orgone radiation, around these towers. And it would make her sick. She would physically get sick. And she, once they found that organite flipped those towers, that after about 10 or 15 minutes of putting organite within a quarter of a mile of a tower, the energy would shift and she would see this dark cloud dissipate, and it would just be a luminous, light-filled energy, that torus energy that was swelling around the tower. So this is a different kind of warrior. And you have no fear. You go out and you spread the organite, never mind the black helicopters, never mind the black or white SUVs that seem to follow you everywhere you go. But you flip the tower. You change a tower from dark to light. And you end up creating positive orgone energy and filling the environment with that. One of the benchmarks for gifting was you put enough organite around a tower until the birds come back and land on it.
Carol, I think, said to me it might take 2 weeks before a flip would occur. I'm wondering, how many tower busters would you have to place around a tower? What is the average amount, I suppose?
Right. So they have, they being not us regular humans, they have amped up their game. So before 5G started, we would be able to flip a tower with like maybe three, sometimes four, depending on how many masts they had up there. So like the more crap they had, the more it took. So I have my own psychic juju. I don't necessarily see the energy like Carol did. I feel the energy. I have spent most of my life since I moved to America being sick until I found organite, and I literally would carry two tower busters in my purse, and I tried to make sure all my dresses and sweaters, whatever, had pockets so I could carry a couple of them with me. I had to carry that everywhere just so I could survive, so I wouldn't get headaches, so I wouldn't get nauseous. Sometimes I just get so dizzy, and I don't know what they were doing, but once we found out that that's what it is, EMF and something messing me up, then I would just carry organite around once I found out about organite, and that made my life really easy. So I needed, basically, I was kind of like a tower. I needed like 2, 3, 4 just so I could survive my daily life. But now with 5G, things have changed. So they've put a whole bunch of these 5G towers. I've tried, usually we'll try 2 or 3, and then by the time we come back, so let's say on the way to town, we find another 5G tower. And I'm sure that there are apps for this, but the way I find them is basically by like how many bars I all of a sudden had in dead zones. So I'm like, wow, they must have put one. So then we kind of start looking for it. And so we'd go and like throw 3. And then on the way back home, I can already feel the shift. But if I don't feel really good the next time I go to town, which is usually like every week, if I don't feel good, then we add another 2, 3. We have found that sometimes it takes like 10 tower busters to flip towers. And we don't know if it's because people are taking them. Like, we try to always put them in like nasty stuff that doesn't look like anybody's taken care of or whatever. So we've started burying them. And it's not just cell phone towers. We've done this like within quarter mile of police stations, hospitals, urgent care, any place that there's a lot of
trauma
going on. And it'll help make things better. And any organite is better than no organite.
Yes.
So let's say like, okay, I don't have $100 to spend, or whatever it is that I think it's like $115. Like I tried to charge just $10 plus whatever shipping.
It will help.
Anything is better than nothing. The way we used to, like when we were living in LA, we knew a beat cop. So we told him, I said, you know, can you chat, like let us know in like 3 weeks how things are on your beat. And so he's like, okay. He thought we were a little off, but whatever. So 3 weeks later, we call him up and he said, he's like, I don't know what happened, but I'm having like less fighting, less people being upset, less, like I don't have to take so many people in. It feels like cleaner. There's not so much weird stuff going on. I mean, this is way back when 3 did a job. It's that DOR really messes people up. It makes people sick. And then it makes more violence. There's just something more oppressive. So people start fighting more, more anger. And so it was really nice to know that once you get a tower flip, like change over to the light instead of the dark side, people around it, they might not know what's going on. They might not even, but literally like their reactions change. So as I said, an EMF reader, I have one and I can't really tell. And I have a bunch of Organite around, but I can definitely feel the absence of Organite now. Like I know when there is no Organite.
Right. A rising tide floats all boats. And this is what happens when you add Organite to your environment. Everything starts getting better. And sometimes it's more of a dramatization as the old stuff clears out. You might have a little ruckus and a little aggravation, but then it'll smooth out because that it's like clearing out the toxins out of your body that these parasites have been doing. It's a similar thing as above, so below. And, you know, it's like the model that we're having to clear up with our body and our mind is the same model that is being applied to control us from the outside with microwave energy. And so Organite gives us a way to neutralize that and establish a new reality.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I've certainly seen the results in my own experience. I had to move very quickly out of an apartment in Brooklyn and found a place not far, just across the Hudson in New Jersey, but it wasn't ideal. It was above a store. There were a lot of people hanging out in front of it, and they would get in fights. Lydian from Quebec, Oregon, sent me a sucker punch. I put one out in pointing down toward that area in front of the store, and no more fights, nothing. It was all gone. It was immediate as well, and it was great. It was just a really beautiful example of the power of using Organite.
Apparently, some of the stories, and it depends on how woo-woo people are, but they were able to neutralize quite a few bunch of otherworldlies with it. And that's one of the things, like, we decided. So after... When Don was here, this was his life, this was his thing. But he showed us how to do, him and Carol showed us how to do all kinds of things. And so after they both passed, I don't know, something, because as I said, I have my woo-woo seer psychic abilities too, just not as amped up as Carol. And I got this like, okay, you need to continue this. You need to make the sucker punch. Pretty soon I'm going to be also putting out the power wand, the new upgraded Carmen Croft style Carmen power wand. But so that's how we started making the sucker punch. And it has Organite in the little box now. Before they didn't put that. And then as I said, the big power wand has Organite in it. There's a big crystal that's all with coiled and the whole zapper thing at the bottom. So it's all like a sucker punch inside a big Organite. And that all works together to clear a huge space around your house and property where the sucker punch usually helps within around you. And so there's all kinds of tools that Don and Carol put out there that really help humanity. So instead of the zapper cleaning the parasites inside your body, And it does all kinds of other things. Like, we use it not just for parasites. We use it for, you know, bumps and bruises and, you know, all kinds.
Aches and pains.
Yeah, aches and pains and scratches and anything. Basically, we just put a zapper on it or near it, and it usually makes things better. The sucker punch does the parasite cleaning, but on an etheric level. So it's like now doing two different parasite cleanses. You're basically making a bubble of protection around you. And it's nice and quiet and kind of like white noise that, you know, the nasty just can't get in. Things don't attach to you. And you can focus that crystal to where you're feeling the problem coming from. And you just trust your intuition. You don't have to be like, you know, whatever. You just do the best you can. Just focus it and tell them to back off. They're not allowed. And they do. Like, they can't get into your space.
Right. The sucker punch is more of a cognitive tool, whereas the zapper is a passive thing. You don't have to really even be aware of it particularly to get better. One of my coworkers, when I'm in my engineering office, came into work, and I was talking to her, and I looked down, and her forearm was all swollen and red. And I says, "Wow, what happened?" And she says, "Oh, my cat scratched me as I was cleaning the kitty litter box." I says, "Boy, you're getting some blood infection there." I said, "You need to clean that up. Go see your doctor or whatever." And she's kind of like, "Yeah, well, I'll get better, you know, whatever." I says, "Okay, look." I pulled my zapper out of my pocket, and she knew nothing about this, okay? And I handed it to her, and I says, "Here, put this on." And I says, "Tonight, put a sock on your foot, stick it on the bottom of your foot, and let it run all night." And so the next morning she comes in, her arm looks clean and like normal, happy skin should look. She pulled that zapper out and put it on the desk, and she says, "I have no idea what this thing is or what it does, but look at my arm." And it was completely healed. So you don't need awareness to get the benefits from a zapper. However, a sucker punch, you need to entrain with that. To use it most effectively, you need to entrain with it and focus. And then you create, you know, the environment you're looking for. It requires a little more attention than a zapper does.
Yeah, so everything that we have comes with the instructions, at least the ones that Don or Carol or both told us. So it's all things that they were mentioning before. We just kind of updated, tried to make it so I understood it. And then people can always contact us if they get stuck and then just find out. But yeah, we try to do our very best to keep things as to make sense.
As simple as possible, yeah.
Right, and that's on myhealinggarden.net. Don also made it clear that his observations about organite and seeing energy was subjective and just his experience. He's not trying to prove anything. Please talk about this sentiment and why it was important.
More people now are becoming aware that there is something out there that they might not be able to see or feel with their 3D body. If we get into the game of talk people into things like, "Oh, no, well, I see this and, you know, I'm right because I have woo-woo," I call it woo-woo, "because I have woo-woo, then, you know, I can see or I can feel or whatever." Most of these tools, Don and Carol, they're like, "You know what? You try it. We did our very best to keep things at a reasonable cost." They never ask people to make, let's say, their tower busters do not need to cost $500 or whatever. You're just making simple tools with aluminum metal shavings. That's what Don and Carol had the most of. That's what I have. I mean, we're in the same place. So it's simple stuff that shouldn't cost a lot of money. You try it. You experience it for a week. And then you tell me about it. Usually 2 days later or whatever, or they'll leave me a text and go like, "Wow, I put, you know, that little piece of organite you sent me underneath my bed like you suggested, and I slept really good." And or I put it next to my bed and wow, I feel so much better. People can't wrap their brain around organite. It's really, really hard to wrap your left side literal brain around something that in a way makes like no sense to them. So people have to experience it. Don and Carol used to call the basic Zapper was like an old VW, but now I upgraded it. So maybe it's like a Camry. And then, so they used to have like the basic Zapper that was, you know, poor little guy, but it was the same circuit. It was the same frequency. So it worked. It was just, you know, not so expensive. And then they used to have the Terminator, and then they called that the Cadillac. And then they had the T-Rex. They called that the Ferrari. And so like, you don't have to buy the Ferrari. You can buy the little guy, and then you can experience what the zapping does. Don is like, you know what? You experience it and then you tell me, instead of you just argue with me. Like, he didn't get into this argue game. We see that on social media nowadays. Like, I literally just had to change the settings so all these people don't write crap on my post. I'm just wanting to show what the sky looks like and what I'm doing with my Cloudbuster. That's all I want. It's kind of like documenting, like what Don did with his Etheric Warrior site. He was just documenting their experiences, and he was showing people how to make things. And then people that were making things were telling about their experiences, or people that were wanting to make things, but they didn't have certain things and they needed ideas or they needed help or whatever. So it was just a helping community, not of who has the most followers. So he just never got into the game at all. He was all like, experience it. None of this stuff should be expensive. If you're making expensive stuff, that means that the Cloudbuster has to be expensive because that alone costs a lot of money to make. But the basic stuff, if people want to experience this, buy the cheap stuff. But buy something that you know for sure works. And how do you know organite works? It has to have a quartz crystal. It has to have metal shavings. It'd be nice to be different kinds, sizes, whatever, and not really tight. Like, if you see a very dense, the energy doesn't flow so well in there. And then all that stuff is held together by resin. Usually we use a polyester. Some people use epoxy. If people are like, oh, I want to use concrete, I want to use beeswax, whatever, that doesn't necessarily do the effect that you needed to do. So I wouldn't, if you want to experience organite, don't do like weird one-offs. Go find Croft style organite. And if you're not sure what to look for, you can go to the croftzappers.com website. We have the instructions there. You can go to the myhealinggarden.net site. We have instructions there. And we can tell you, and these are the official sites. Actually, the croftzappers.com is the official site. As soon as Carol passed away, Jenny, who is Carol's daughter, all access was lost to the World Without Parasites site and the Etheric Warriors site. And so she lost all that access, quartz, lots of money spent, and we finally got the World Without Parasites back. And now it's linked to mine. We do have ways to find the correct information. Make sure you know what you're buying. So that way you don't buy something and you're like, I bought organite and it doesn't work. And my first question is, send me a picture of your organite. Let me look at it. And send me the description of what you bought. Because that invariably, they didn't buy organite. They bought somebody's idea of what organite is.
Yeah, and some of those pieces of organite that are not working, some of that is intentional. Groups out there doing that intentionally.
Yep,
That is correct.
Yeah, we're finding that now in social media. Sometimes I tell Harold, it's like, oh my God, poor Don. He would be rolling in his grave at some of the stuff that is being made and called organite, and how people are like, hey, you know, Don Croft, who's that, and blah, blah, blah. I spent hours trying to educate people, and I'm like, wow, how did Don ever do this? How did he have the patience to do this? Because I don't have the time or the patience. These people are just, but they do that on purpose. They throw so many, I call them bots. I don't know, I'm sure, but they just throw so much stuff at you. All of a sudden, one comment gets, 100 comments after. I'm like, what just happened? And it's all crap. It's just all trying to make you so you're invalid. like, none of your stuff is right. And so I'm like, wow, my stuff must be really good if they're spending so much time trying to make me out the bad guy.
That's exactly right, Carmen. That's part of the interference that comes with making Organite and these devices. And I learned about gang stalking on that site. And if you take it further, it transcends into antagonizers taking on a yep. non-human form. And we talked a little bit about this. And if you want to, would you tell listeners about the Etheric Warrior community in this regard and your own personal accounts of interference?
I think, well, Harold had been writing since like 2003 on there.
Should I tell the Guthrie Peak story?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we have a story.
I had heard a lot about interference, you know, while you're out gifting. But I was back in my hometown in eastern Arizona. There's a place called Guthrie Peak. And when I was a lineman, they had run a power line up to the peak of this thing. And so every transmitter, you know, from the highway patrol to the Forest Service that needed radio communication in the area had transmitters up on top of this peak. So I thought, boy, that's a great place to go gift. And so I got my friend and Carmen, and we loaded the truck up with a bunch of Organite. And I figured there would be three or four transmitters up there. There had been three when I was there. And this was like 10 years later. So we drive up there, and we get up to the top, and I look, and there's like 14 transmitters up there. I don't know what they were doing. But it's like, oh, my gosh, let's get to work. So I had set an earth pipe down by the highway patrol one, and then I looked down the canyon and I could see the road that came up to the peak. And I looked down there and there were four white SUVs moving in train about two car lengths between them coming up the road. I had my sucker punch in my pocket, but I hadn't turned it on because I thought, what's out here? There's nothing out here. I was like, nobody's going to know, you know. So I figured we were safe. And I looked at that. I got, you know, I better turn that sucker punch on and we better get to work because I wanted all the Organite out of the truck and onto the mountain before these guys arrived. It's going to be at least about 15 minutes before they got there. And so we got busy and we were hustling. We were moving. And about 20 minutes had gone by and they hadn't shown up. I looked. I went back over where I could look down the canyon again, and they had gone out to the point of the ridge where it turned and came up to the peak. They had gone out to there, apparently, and turned around and were heading back down.
That was pretty much the only place you could turn around. So
Place you could have turned around on that road there before getting to the peak. Apparently, me turning on that sucker punch put a cloak of invisibility or whatever, disrupted the signal, whatever they were keying on. It turned it upside down or whatever, and they got the word to just never mind. We don't know what's going on or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what their thing was.
Yeah, we were getting really nervous. I was like, I don't even have a will. We're going to disappear.
Like, well, yeah, I was like, is this how people disappear when they're doing stuff? You know, it's like four of them. You know, you figure there's four agents in each one, at least two.
And this is a little tiny dinky town. I mean, I love it because, you know, it's where he's from and they're really nice people. But it's like a tiny, tiny little town where there would be like
population 900, you know, it's like
four identical SUVs. I mean, we had seen a couple like so Don and Carol always had, well, not always, but often people following them. And of course, we read their adventures and that's a lot of, oh, my gosh, in there. And I mean, but we'd go visit them and there would be a couple of black SUVs across the street. And she's like, well, so I would tell her, I'm like, hey, Carol, did you notice them? She's like, yeah, I'm going to point the Cloudbuster at them in them and it if they don't move. And so we'd be talking and then she's like, okay, I've had enough. And we don't know, you know, she said, oh, yeah, they've been there for whatever hours. And we're like, okay, you know, but this was normal in their world. So she literally would point the Cloudbuster and kind of like send the intention of like, you know, get out. And next thing you know, they turn on their cars and left. And we're like, why didn't you do that? She's like, I like to give them a game. Waste their time. So, but yeah, all kinds of weird stuff happens when you're a gifter. So
they were relentless with Don and Carol, and it reminds me of what you were saying, Harold, about the constant interaction. It as a war, right? It became that with them. Unfortunately, they didn't let up.
No, they made life harder and harder.
If you're going to do this, you have to really be able to step back and not get into that contest mentality where you're going to make the world better, and that's what you're doing. You're not doing it to prove them wrong or to cause them pain or suffering or anything like this. It's like, no, you're just making the world a better, safer place. And that's kind of the mental position you have to like assume for this stuff to really work well. Because as soon as you start trying to direct it and manage it, you're just playing the game, the 3D game that we're in right now. That's not fruitful. It doesn't bear good fruit. It doesn't pan out.
Harold and Carmen, there have been many stories in the corporate media about boxes of ticks being imported into various rural areas across the United States. Whether that's true or not, the zapper has an impressive efficacy with Lyme disease, specifically catching it early by killing the spirochetes. Please tell listeners more about this.
That doesn't surprise me hearing these stories. I know when I was in the late 50s working on the farm, we'd be out hoeing cotton, cutting the weeds out of the cotton crop or whatever, and we'd see these boxes, little lightweight cardboard boxes. The USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, was spreading these flies. They were the screwworm fly, and they found that they would sterilize a bunch of males, and the males would mate with like 500 females, and they would put these sterile males out, and then the females would not mate again. So they started spreading all these sterile screwworm flies. The screwworm was a nasty larva that would just get into a wound on an animal, a dog, cow, horse, whatever. And the maggots that would generate in there would just eat the flesh up. I mean, it's terrible stuff. So anyway, it was a big, big program. And within 3 years, 4 years, there were no more screwworms in the United States. They were all down in Mexico where they had no program. And even northern Mexico benefited from all of this program. But yes, this is a model that's been used before. And it doesn't surprise me because it's like, yeah, if you want to infest an area and overwhelm it with something, then here's a good way to do it.
And they really are trying to kill us.
And they are
trying. We're not trying to be paranoid. It's not paranoia when it's true. You know, they tried to kill humanity one way. That didn't work. Then they try another thing. That didn't work. Now we're having all kinds of, like you said, and they really are ticks. I was just in my neighborhood Facebook group, somebody found something and they're like, no wonder all of a sudden this particular year, 2026, they're already had, I don't know how many deer ticks on people and dogs. And we barely had winter go away. So stuff has already started this year. You know, even though a lot of my neighbors think we're a little too boo-boo for them, we say, you know, get a zapper and just use this. Start slowly, but use it every day. And if you see, especially if you found a tick on you, then just put it right next to the area, you know, even if it's for a few minutes. And then it doesn't really matter where on your body you use the zapper. As long as it's turned on, the discs are touching your skin, then that little, even though it's a tiny little 9-volt electrical current thingy that goes through because of the battery, it'll go through your whole entire body. And then you find out that you don't have the whoopsie stuff that could have happened, then just nothing happens. And that's what we want. We don't want weird stuff to happen. Kind of do it as a deterrent. I just read my book and hold my zapper in my hand. So I don't read my book for 8 hours. But while I'm reading my book, I have my zapper in my hand. And if I remember, I take it to bed and stick it in a sock or put a sock in my hand because I don't like necessarily socks on my feet. So I just put a sock, one of those lonely socks that get lost in the in the dryer, put a sock around my hand in case I drop it, I let go of it, then it won't go to the ground because there's always a chance that something could break. But we have to take care of ourselves. And this is just one way of staying healthy. And that's what we're going for, being healthy.
Exactly right.
They're making a big deal, or have been making a big deal, about Lyme disease, and it's so debilitating for certain people. And I understand that you can't address this directly. And just for myself, I did have a tick bite once, and there was the bullseye, if you heard of that. It's kind of an indicator for Lyme. Put the zapper right on it, and it was gone within a day. Not a problem at all. And I'm trying to get this out to listeners to understand, you know, to tell other people who are suffering with Lyme. I don't know if the zapper can help somebody who's already had ongoing Lyme, you know, condition, but it might, you know.
Right. And it won't, it doesn't hurt to try. I mean, honestly, this, everything we do is because of our experiences. Like, the zapper saved my life. I'm not on any doctor prescribed medication, and I haven't been since like 2009. And well, maybe 2008, because that's when I first got it. So before, and if the things that you have tried in your life have not helped, or they helped a little bit, but never like got you past the certain point, then try something different. Do something different. Give it a chance. Don't just like, oh, I'm going to wear it for one day. Oh, it didn't solve my whole problem. Like, I do a lot of energy healing sessions and frequency medicine, biofeedback, that kind of stuff. And people don't come to me when they just got the problem. Just like a lot of people don't buy the zapper and use it all the time as a preventative. People usually come and we're like the last resort. And I'm like, wow, you waited a long time, but thank goodness you found us. So let's see what we can do to make it better. Again, I can't promise. If something is not working, give it a chance, because most likely it will make you feel better. You know, start slowly and get to the point where you can wear it 8 hours at a time. If you do 30 days plus of that, you will kill a bunch of parasites from your body. If you drink enough water, and that's the trick. Dawn never said you need blah, 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 blah. It's like, just drink more water. I mean, that's what I always heard Dawn and Carol say. Don't just drink more water. Oh, you're having whatever die-off effect? Drink water. You're having detox symptoms? Drink more water. Get rid of all this stuff out of your body. And again, I'm not much of a betting person, but it's kind of almost certain half your problems are going to go away.
Your life will change.
Totally. If you just, you know, use the zapper, drink more water, all this stuff will die. Your life will get better. I mean, unless you don't drink water, and then it's stuck in your body. And then no.
Right.
Flush it out.
Yeah, flush it out, get rid of it, and things will change.
Carmen and Harold, I just want to say thank you again for being on the show, and definitely want to have you back, because I have a few more questions to ask you, and these questions will go into some really interesting esoteric areas about our society and the history of humans here on this earth. We seem to be always at this weird battle line where our life force is not quite powerful enough to, you know, really push back against the parasites in the various metaphorical realms of this meaning. They're pushing back, and we're kind of pushing back with our own life force. We're right on the cusp of really getting hurt, and hopefully that changes soon.
We are so lopsided in our energy. If you think of yin-yang.
Just a scale balance.
Just about the right brain, left brain. We are totally tuned out, and society is constructed to keep us tuned out from the intuitive, from the experiential side of things. You want to just be able to do it all mentally and figure it out and then go forward. And life doesn't work that way. Life needs to be in balance. You need to be able to experientially move through some stuff, and we don't know how to do that. It's not being taught. The vast majority have no clue of what to do. And this gives you a small window of experience that you can do that's not going to be harmful, that you're not going to die from it, and you will gain insight. And cleaning up yourself first is the first step.
Yep. First you heal yourself.
Yeah, heal yourself first, then you go out and gift and start healing humanity and your town, your city, your environment. It's something you can do right now.
There's hope for all of us. And it's just literally just one step. Like, start killing the parasites in your body. That'll help you heal yourself. Then you can strengthen your energy. There's tools for that. Then you can start healing the world. And that's just gifting Orgonite. And it doesn't seem like much. But when you get a whole bunch of parasites out of your body, in a way, it becomes more sane. And then you can see the weird stuff going on where before you didn't perceive it.
You see the patterns.
Yeah. And there we are. That's what we're working on.
Carbon and Harold, would you tell listeners once again how to find your site and interact with you?
Our website is called myhealinggarden.net. And that's where you can find Terminator, T-Rex, the Little Hercules, Sucker Punches, Orgonite, etc., all made the way Don and Carol taught us. And I help Jenny, Carol Croft's daughter, run the CroftZappers.com website. And you can find on that website actual Orgonite that we still have that her mom made. We just finished cleaning out the storage unit, so that's pretty much what we have is what we have. So if you want to experience actual Orgonite made by Carol Croft, you can find it in the Orgonite section there. She also, Carol, had crystalinsights.net website that she used to like to put a lot of her crystals that she would go and buy that she intuited, oh, that were extra special. So we have a few of those pieces also on that website that you can buy. And if you think that, you know, what we've been talking about is kind of like out there, and you guys really read something out there, Jenny has PDF versions. We don't have actual books of the Life Etheric book that Don published, and also The Adventures of Don and Carol Croft. And they're all PDF versions of the books, and you can really read exactly what he wrote. And that stuff really happened, even though it sounds like it's all science fiction. It really is not science fiction. That stuff really happened. So you can find all of that stuff and just on CroftZappers.com and MyHealingGarden.net.
And that's .net, not .com.
Yeah.
With two Gs on
Yes, two Gs, My Healing Garden. I know, right? I didn't make life easy.
I just want to say thank you again for being on Another News. It's just been a delight to have you on.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we so appreciate you. It.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.